And Joe, we do have NFL news coming out here this morning. Dallas and Pittsburgh are working to finalize a trade that will send wide receiver George Pickens to the Cowboys in exchange for draft pick compensation. The trade is expected to be finalized today. This seems like a done deal, though, because it is being reported by all the important NFL media people.
Okay.
So the Cowboys are loading up at wide receiver.
So what's Pittsburgh doing?
You tell me, is this Idis have Aaron Rodgers implications? I don't know.
Like, well,
why would they trade away a wide receiver? I don't know.
Everybody thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign here by minicamp, by mandatory minicamp, that he's going to be in there to meet his teammates.
Why is he doing this?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you have signed by now? What are you doing?
I don't know, but this has got the look and smell that they know he's coming, because nobody would wait this long.
What, are they clearing space for Davante Adams?
Well, they're not counting on the two guys they have on the friggin' team, I can tell you that. The two quarterbacks.
So the Cowboys are going to have CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens. They just brought in Jonathan Mingo. So they're going to have a nice little offense.
Steelers kind of in that group, honestly, with the Dolphins, right? The kind of...
What?
Yeah.
What group? What are you talking about?
Like 8-9, 9-8. That's...
Didn't they have like a streak of like...
They look
winning seasons or something?
Yeah. What's...
Wait a second. You're comparing the Dolphins to the Steelers?
The Steelers team right now, yes. I don't think it's that good.
Okay.
We'll see. They're going to play each other, by the way.
Okay, good.
So before you decide, but yeah.
You caught me off guard by that one.
Well, they're usually very stable.
I think the more of a comp to the Dolphins would be the Browns at this point, but you know.
Well, that's just you.
Okay.
I don't think we're the Browns.
I don't know that we're the Steelers.
Maybe
somewhere in between.
All right. We'll see. You remember you said this. You'll forget this part unless I'm wrong. Because that's the way you are.
Everyone's loading up on these wide receivers, though, man. The Cowboys got a nice little pairing.
I don't know, man.
Too, but
George Pickens is...
He's good.
He's good, but he is... By the way, that's a handful, that guy.
A lot of them are, man. Right?
What's that?
A lot of them are. The wide receivers, they have always been a tough position to deal with.
Well,
going back to the T.O. days, right? Was he the originator of that, by the way?
No.
Was anyone difficult when you played? You want to call anyone out
this
morning?
No, we had Durio Harris, right? First guy.
He was difficult?
Yes. Durio Harris is the original... Didn't get a ball thrown to him in the second half of Monday Night Football game against the Jets up in New York. And he had a good first half. I don't remember how many catches he had in the first half. Second half, they go, hey, Durio, they didn't throw you the ball in the second half. And, you know, the writers know what will set guys off. And he goes, oh, go ask the fat man why.
Oh, my God.
And, by the way, he knew the one thing Coach Shula was sensitive about was the belly.
Really?
Yes. Because he worked out a lot and anyway, you can imagine, and you know those writers, they went over and told him he was pissed. Oh. I was sitting next to him in the locker, and I was thinking, you know, it's bad enough we lost this game because we're going to have to hear about it. We get back, and losses were brutal for film study. And I know it's a different time. I'm not saying today, but anyway, I hear Durio say that, and so I look to the guy next to me on the other side. I think it was Bruce Hart. I said, Bruce, did you hear what he just said? he just said, and he was mad. You want me to say it again? You know, and I was like, oh, my God, this is going to have this man fired up to think that they purposely kept the ball from him in the second half. Like, he did not just say that and then go ask the fat man. Like, he did not say that. And sure enough, man, he calls him out in a meeting. He didn't get away with it. And Shoes made sure the whole team was there when he had to say what he had to say. And And it's so bad when he's dressing a guy down in front of 45 guys back then. You just kind of put your head down. It was. There's just been guys through the years, you know, that are tough. I don't know if they're as tough as some of the guys today because sports have changed and players have a lot more power today and there's a lot more money and those type of things. But, yeah, guys not getting the football thrown to them has been around for a long time. Numbers not where you want them, especially that group more than any other group. They want their numbers. But you know that. I think they know it. And some teams go, hey, we want him to be hungry to go catch the football. They know he'll play. Usually when he is catching a lot of footballs, we're winning games. So the other side of that, as long as you're not stirring up crap all the time, they're okay with you. Because, hey, let's be honest, man. If you are going for 1,500 yards of receptions and you have 12 to 15 touchdowns, you're probably winning some games with that. So, anyway.
People weighing in on Pickens here, by the way. Just to give you his numbers, Joe, in case you're curious. 2022, he had 52 catches for 800 yards, 4 touchdowns. 2023, he played, by the way, 2 seasons in a row, he played 17 games. 63 catches, 106 targets, 1,140 yards, 5 touchdowns. And in 2024, he had 59 catches on 103 targets for 900 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
They've had limited quarterback play over there.
They have.
So, in fairness.
That's held them back.
But those numbers aren't horrible.
By the way, how about their whole quarterback? Everybody thought they were going to get one or the other guy coming back, and they went, no, thank you. Or the other guys went, no, thank you to them, and moved on.
The Aaron Rodgers thing is so bizarre, though.
Well, they're all
in. This long?
They are all in that he's coming back.
It's May, though. Like, what the hell are you waiting for?
They're waiting for him.
Well, what is Aaron Rodgers waiting for?
He's waiting till he's ready to come back, and he's got stuff he said he's got to take care of, and he's earned that right for what he's done in his career.
Has he?
I don't know. You know what they're saying it is right now? That the personal thing is he's in love with some girl, and they're in a serious relationship.
Uh-huh.
A lot of guys are. They still show up to camp and stuff, though. You know, you can do both.
I wonder how that girl's doing.
I don't know.
The last one had a rough
go. Hey, by the way, she's in for a roller coaster. She's in for one hell of a roller coaster ride, isn't she?
Oh, that last one.
Oh, Lord.
That was ugly.
Oh, boy. Hey, Jeff Rimmer, former NHL broadcaster, former Panther TV announcer, going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to him about all this Sam Bennett stuff. And by the way, we'll hear from the coach before, too, Paul Maurice, and his thoughts on Sam Bennett, the bad guy. Up in Canada right now after all that. Can't wait for game 2 tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 560 WQAM. You know what, Woody? We're just a few days away from Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day is always an interesting one because, you know, I try to tell my wife, listen, the kids are your mother. They got to take care of you. That didn't go over
real. Where you were going with this.
No, I had to be careful. So she goes, hey, Mother's Day, Sunday.
Yeah, wait till this gets back there.
No.
Now you're going to have to go get her something real nice.
She goes, hey, I like Jeff and Amanda Beverly's Jewelers.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, hint.
Me too.
And so I was like, okay, but you're not my mother. And by the way, the kids, did you tell the kids this?
You're a clown, bro. You're such a clown.
The mother... You're the kids. They need to be setting stuff up and doing it. Anyway, you know how this ends up. I go to Beverly's Jewelers. They got great stuff. I know they got stuff made for Mother's Day, birthdays, anniversaries. They always have great gifts for that little lady in your life for Mother's Day. But they also have a great offer right now on a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. You know where I'm going with this, right? Diamond engagement ring. You're on a tight budget, but you really want to lock this one down because she's a keeper. Well, you can choose from all shapes, larger size available, similar savings right now. Hurry, this deal's for a limited time. Beverly's Jewelers has had these gorgeous rings for a while. You got to go see it in person. Just stop by and go, Joe Rose said, I just want to see what it looks like. I just got to see it. man, if it's a great way to go. By the way, while you're doing that, you can trust Beverly's Jewelers. I've been going for more than 30 years. They're in Fort Lauderdale, or you go online to bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida really does get engaged.
There's been, as long as you've been around and I've been around, the players on teams that you love them when you're when they're yours, and you hate them when they're not, be it Dale Hunter or whoever it was over the years. Where does Sam fit in that group?
Yeah, I don't think even close. Like, we're six games into the playoffs, and he took a puck outside the crease, and now he's a villain. But I expected that when I got up this morning. It just still surprises me, fellas. Like, I mean, there were far more egregious collisions in that game last night, but we won't be talking about those, I would imagine, today. No, it doesn't. I'm not upset about it. I'm really not. I know you know what you're getting this morning. I know where this is going. Honest to God, I mean, I've seen every hit that Sam Bennett's thrown since he was 12 years old on TV this morning. I get it. Go ahead, run with it. We're good. Puck's going to drop.
Panthers coach Paul Maurice there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. Yeah, don't worry about it. Hey, you want Sam Bennett to be the bad guy? That's fine. You guys are up 1-0. You get the first game, but go ahead. Sam Bennett's the worst human being to ever play the game, and go ahead. Run with it. Run with it. We got to win this frigging game. By the way, a guy joins us right now. I call him Oldie but Goodie. Jeff Rimmer, former play-by-play TV voice for the Florida Panthers, left us, went to Columbus Blue Jackets with his buddy Doug McClain, and has been here since this thing started up, and he joins us. Rim, it is so cool to get a chance to talk to you, my man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Been too long, Joe. Nice to join you, and boy, are we in for a series here between Toronto and Florida. And as far as Bennett is concerned, I love the guy. Understand that he said here, I believe during the previous series, and he certainly said it more than once, he can play any game. He can play a physical game. He can play a finesse game. He can play a skill game. And as he said, and I'm quoting him here now, I can play a dirty game. But there was no need for a suspension the other night. He was just following through and trying to get to the front of the net. In fact, I believe Stolar's problem with the concussion, and by the way, he could play tonight, although it's doubtful in my mind that he will, but he hasn't been ruled out by Craig Berube. But I want to tell you, I think Bennett hurt him more with the slap shot to the face mask earlier on in the game.
Yeah, we all agree on that. They did that close-up, Rim. I'm so glad you brought that up. And he looked foggy. I mean, he was putting his mask back on, and he was shaking his head and trying to blink his eyes like to get over the fog, which, you know, is a sign of a concussion. You know, Rim, living down here, we know a thing or two about concussions, brother. That's all we talk about down here with the football team is the concussion. So how do you feel? Listen, this Toronto team's got some firepower. There's no question about it, and it was kind of weird. We haven't seen the Panthers come out and play the way they did in that first period. What's your take on game two and what we can expect?
Well, I believe that Florida will win the series. And by the way, I've got a horse in the race. There's a lot of connections that I have with this Florida Panther hockey team, in addition to obviously doing the first 10 years of the franchise. But three guys are from the Blue Jackets. Most notably for me is goalie Bob Bobrovsky. In fact, Joe, you'd love this. One Christmas, I was coming down during the break because this is still my home, my permanent home. And Bobrovsky came to me along with Artemi Panarin, who also wanted to join the Panthers a few years back, by the way. And they say, are you flying back to Florida for Christmas? And I said, absolutely. Well, cancel your ticket because you're flying with us on a private plane. That was the greatest plane ride I've had in my life.
Wow.
And Bobrovsky even had a limo waiting for me in Miami to take me back to Delray, where my home is here permanently. And I tell you, he bought the best bottle of wine that I've had in my life. And Bob kept saying, you got to eat, you got to drink. And I mean, it was terrific. You've also got our general manager here in our former assistant GM and Bill Zito.
Wow, is he
and
good?
Of course, Seth Jones. Of course, Seth Jones, who I think has made a tremendous difference to the back line, and you're getting Ekblad back tonight. And I can't forget Paul Maurice. You'll love this story. Maurice, who I'm very friendly with, calls me in Columbus after he got fired for a second time in Carolina, and he said, Jeff, I need to pick your brain. I said, by all means. He was doing television in Canada for TSN. Columbus is a short 5-6 hour drive to Toronto, and of course his wife is from the Windsor area, and he wanted to be close to her family, so he said, Columbus is a place we'd like to move. I said, it's great. He said, what about the schools? I said, it's great. He moved his family just down the street from me in the same neighborhood in Tartan Field. So
wow.
I got a hot spot for this Florida hockey team and always will. Love my 10 years here, the first 10 years of the franchise. And as far as this series goes, and I'm not being biased in any way, shape, or form, I predicted before the series a short series. I think Toronto's going to give them a run. I expect them to be better tonight, but I pick Florida now. I'll alternate my plans, maybe 6 games maximum.
Hey, so I got to get into more specifics with you. If Stolarz can't play tonight, Joseph Woll will play. What do you think of him? As I know, he played a lot in the regular season. How good is he? Can he handle it? And what would you expect from him if he does play tonight?
Well, his relief performance the other night was his first game action in 3 weeks. And you can't be at the top of your game, especially in the Stanley Cup playoffs, if you don't play for 3 weeks. I'm sorry. But I say he'll likely start today. But I think the Panthers will play better tonight in game two. They were slow in starting. First two periods, not the Florida Panther hockey team that we're used to seeing. And, of course, they turned it on in the third. I expect them to play better, and I expect them to be all around Woll. I will say this about Toronto's defense. Florida and Toronto played a couple of years ago. I attended all the games here in South Florida, and this is a better team than the Toronto team from a couple of years ago. Their defense is better. They got a better coach in Craig Berube than they had previously, but I still think Florida will prevail because they got 4 balanced lines. They get Ekblad back tonight. They've got a better defense, and you've got to give them the edge in goal with Bobrovsky.
Hey, I got to ask you about Bill Zito. We don't talk much about him. He's not out there in front. I give him a lot of credit. He lets his coach and those guys, and he just makes – that guy, just about everything he has touched since taking over as general manager, whether it's trade deadline, off-season, money-driven, he has made great decisions, starting obviously with Tkachuk. But I just didn't expect this, and he and Paul Maurice worked so well together on top of it.
Well, let me tell you about Zito. He is a brilliant man. Forget the hockey part of it. The guy is a smart person. He thinks outside the box, and that's what went on when he was with us in Columbus as assistant general manager. He's also taken over from Dale Tallon, who put Barkov and some of the other pieces of the puzzle together. And then you look at the players that were brought in through trades and free agency by Zito. In particular, getting Tkachuk and Bennett. And the interesting story here today is, in this series, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Trey Leving, he traded both those guys, Tkachuk and Bennett, and now he's got to face them on the other side. And as I said, a definite advantage that Zito was able to bring those two here. And, of course, it's a situation where Gaudreau, and what an untimely death prior to the start of last season for the Blue Jackets. But after Gaudreau went free agent, there was no way that they were going to let Tkachuk walk, and Trey Leving had to make a trade, and Zito pounced on it to his credit.
Wow. And, boy, you talk about the perfect personality and guy to join this team and fit right in from day one when he came out. His first comments were, Tampa Bay, the party's over. It was just unbelievable, and those matchups have been great. By the way, how's our boy Doug McClain? What happened to Doug McClain? Is he still around, one of the most entertaining? I love Paul Maurice, but I love myself some Doug McClain.
He's a pain in the butt, Joe. You know that. He and I go toe-to-toe all the time. He took me to Columbus, but I'll tell you, he is ruthless. By the way, I'm glad he left town yesterday morning at 6 o'clock. Good riddance. He's gone back to PEI for the summer, and I don't have to see that face again here now till October or November.
Hey, I got to tell you, nobody better for when this thing was rolling, when we got hockey going down here, you guys got hockey going. That was the perfect personality for this franchise. You agree with that, Doug McClain?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned Tkachuk. You know what? And I really believe this. And there's personalities in that Panther dressing room right now besides Tkachuk. But it reminds me of those first few years, Joe, and you know it well, with the likes of Brian Skrudland and Scott Mellenby. Character people, outstanding leaders, and that's what the Florida Panthers here now with the group that's there. And I'll tell you, they got an excellent chance to repeat as Stanley Cup champions, in my opinion. I don't think there's anybody that can beat them.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, the style of play Paul Maurice put in play, and they got a lot of talent. Listen, we can talk about you got to have talent to win. I know there's a great system, and you play together and all that stuff, but you still got to have talent. And this team is just loaded with potential guys on any given night that can score for you. Rim, it's great having you, man. I really appreciate it. We got to do it more often. I didn't know you were bringing your A game today like this, Rim, up there on retirement now.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just great to be on the radio here. I'll tell you, in closing, I'm still doing a radio show back in Columbus, and you'll appreciate this more than anything. You know what they call the show? Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, the biggest name dropper of them all. I can't help it. I've been around forever. I know everybody.
Hey, man, you have a right to anybody you've been connected with to bring them up in those stories was fantastic. You were neighbors with Paul Maurice. You went through Zito, the Zito store. You guys were having dinner, and I'm guessing they were picking up the tab. You know, that was a knock on you, Rim, and I didn't like it that you never picked up tabs, and that used to bother me. But is that true?
I've still got a streak going, Joe. I still got a streak going.
Hey, by the way, Steve Goldstein's right behind you. Goldie doesn't pick up any either. I'm about 200-0 with him picking up tabs. Anyway,
it's a problem. It's a problem with hockey broadcasters. We've got alligator arms.
Hey, Rim, thank you, man. Take care of yourself.
Anytime, Joe.
All right, Jeff Rimmer, former Panther play-by-play, as well as going Doug McClain to Columbus and living up in Delray now, as you just heard. Great to have him on. Talk a little bit about the series. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Boy, a lot of people need a mortgage, and you need it fast, right? First-time home buyers, it's tough out there, right? Well, he's put together a program for you to stay in the game and be competitive and have a chance to get that home you really want. Fixed rates in the fives right now. If you're self-employed and you've been declined by the banks, hello. Michael Kotze's got programs for everybody in every situation to help you out. That's Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That's 35 years of experience. That's surviving through every possible market that we've had. Michael Kotze stands tall. Google reviews, find out what they're saying about him. Go to Choice Mortgage Reviews. A lot of nice things are said. Oh, by the way, if you're 62 or older, you got your home paid off, or you got a lot of equity in your home, and you could really use that money, the reverse mortgage is more popular than ever. If you are 62, and your spouse at least 62, you qualify, might be something you're interested in. Nobody does them faster and gets you more money than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Call or text him, man, 561-441-2730. You know what great service is? When you work 7 days a week. And Michael Kotze, you can get a hold of 7 days a week. 561-441-2730, 35 years. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, we got a lot of good stuff here, Joe. Start with Formula One's Miami Grand Prix. Did see their ratings slide this year. It still remains a top U.S. draw for motor racing here in our country.
They think that's because the leader was so far out in front the whole race?
I found it. You know, I like this stuff. I found that race to be incredibly boring.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it just did not do much. There was no real action, essentially. It had an average of 2.1 million viewers.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, Joe, that is down 32% from last year when they had an audience of 3.1 million, which was the most watched F1 race in the U.S.
Huh. Okay.
Those are not terrible numbers, though. Okay.
There's been discussions about moving that race to nighttime. Although this year wasn't that hot, right? Wasn't bad out there. Or was it?
I wouldn't mind a night race, if you're asking me.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a night race. I will tell you that their media rights, Joe, ESPN, is not going to renew the contract, it looks like here. They are paying up to $90 million annually for the current deal. We'll see where F1 ends up here.
So ESPN has said no thank you?
It looks that way. Now, they did say that some of the talks are still happening, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like ESPN is going to pay whatever big number they're looking for.
They need more money for their football and basketball product.
And then we've never done this before in the headlines. We're going to have back-to-back car racing stories here, Joe. NASCAR, did you see what NASCAR is doing?
No.
They are going to start doing a rotation for its series finale for the Cup, the Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series as well, starting next year. And guess who is going to have the first weekend?
Homestead.
That's correct. NASCAR's championship weekend will return to Homestead Miami Speedway in 2026.
Okay.
They held the championship for a long time
there.
Up until, I believe it was 2019. But there you go. So Homestead will have it. It will be November 6th through the 8th in 2026. So you may want to start looking into your tickets now, man.
That's pretty good stuff right there.
That's good
Hollywood headline stuff right
there.
That
is good.
Yeah.
Not so good, Joe. We go to horse racing, and unfortunately, it appears that load management has entered the horse racing here. The winner of the Kentucky Derby Sovereignty is going to skip the Preakness. When asked why, he said he needs his rest.
Huh.
They said the races are too close together.
Yeah, so it's funny. I listened to after the race, the owners, and then they went to the trainer, and the owners were kind of fired up, like, you know, they want to get that second leg. And
yeah, the Triple Crown.
And the but we leave it up to the trainer, and we know how, like, and
if the horse says he can't go, bro.
Well.
Just like any other sport. Hey, the horse says he can't do it.
Let me tell you something. That horse gets hurt in that second race, and then that trainer gets, if he thinks, nah.
Speaking of load management, did you see that all the horses were like a descendant of who's the best horse ever?
Secretariat?
Yes, no. That one, I think. No.
No, I don't know. There's been a bunch.
One of the more recent, like, really good horses. They said all the horses in the race were like descendants of that guy.
That must have been some expensive.
On the topic of load management.
Yeah.
Must have been some expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Speaking of expensive, our final story here. Caitlin Clark cereal has been sold throughout the Midwest here, Joe. Something called Hy-Vee stores. Hy-Vee. You ever heard of that?
No.
It's like the grocery store up there, I guess. It's their Publix in the Midwest. $5 boxes of Caitlin's Crunch Time cereal. It's being sold again in the Midwest here. Portions are going to benefit her foundation. They are selling this cereal currently on eBay, Joe, because it's not available all over. And they are going for around $30 a box on the secondary market, which goes to show you people will buy anything.
You know what's amazing? Her popularity.
Oh, my God, I know.
I thought it cooled down, honestly. I thought from the college thing to WNBA, and she is... She is a rock star, man. She is filling
There's
it up.
There's a big collectible market. The cards have really gotten very popular, the WNBA stuff.
She's good for business, man.
Bro, people are spending $30 to buy a box of cereal with her face on it.
Yeah. She comes across very likable. Don't get me wrong.
You have any cereals? Any old cereals at home? I think Marino was on a Wheaties, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Was it Wheaties?
A buddy of mine had
He was on one of them.
It was Wheaties Or did he have his own cereal?
I eat Raisin Bran maybe once a week on the weekend.
You're a Raisin Bran guy?
Break down off the oatmeal and banana program that I've been on, and I'll go Raisin Bran on your ass.
Very surprised to hear that you like Raisin Bran.
Someone said, is that old people?
No.
What are you trying to
whatever
say?
Whatever keeps you regular, bro. It was Secretariat, by the way, someone said.
Pretty good. I know you're...
Yeah. How many guys did, or other horses did that guy get after to make all those babies?
Hey, those stud fees, man. Those stud fees, they make a lot. That's why, yeah. Hey, there ain't no reason. You're done, man. You've kicked out. You've kicked enough ass now. We're going to get some. Make sure we don't put you down. Keep you off those West Coast.
Is that what they do when you're
done?
I
don't know, but I know there's some tracks that are getting a bad reputation out on the West Coast there that...
Sorry, guys. I know Secretariat. Sorry. Joe was right. You said Secretariat.
I did, yeah.
You were right. Did you watch the Derby?
I love the Derby.
It's fun, right?
Honestly, that couple of minutes is... And what was that? 6:58 was race time. That's some weird start time, but yeah, I was sitting at a restaurant, man. And by the way, the wife's pushing me out the door like, hey, we got to get there for the start of this, man. First drink and watching this race. It's great.
Someone said the number is 600, over 600 horses. That's impressive.
You're kidding.
God, he's like...
life is good. And by the way, that horse is living...
What's that girl's name that does all those videos? He's like her.
I don't know, but don't throw that out unless you're going to say it and quit playing dumb about it. You probably watch him.
No, I don't watch those ones particularly, but
I know you know some of the old names. Stars.
Her name is escaping me right now. But you know what I'm talking about? The girl that like did the stunt.
With, like, no, I don't know what the stunt. Well, what
like,
the
was,
that
I think
mean?
It was like 1,000 guys in one day.
Oh,
yeah, it was gross. I'll see that.
Jeez, next.
Someone said they have an unopened box of Merinos. Is it Merino O's or something? Like, does he have his own cereal? Or was he on a Wheaties box?
Now I got to find out. I'm not sure. Why would I know all that stuff? I don't know. At one point in his life,
like
he was on everything.
He probably brought some over to you. You had to eat it for breakfast.
Yeah, unless it was Raisin Bran.
Whatever happened to Wheaties? They're in the cereal aisle.
I don't know.
I love Wheaties. They're in the cereal aisle. What do you mean what happened to them?
Okay.
Yeah, they just had LeBron cereal.
I just said I like Raisin Bran. And Dan Marino's
someone said that
cereal
horse is
was a
the Wilt
long time
Chamberlain
ago.
Of the horse
yeah.
industry.
Remember, what did Wilt that? Wilt Chamberlain, because I remember going up there to his sports bar, was up by Pete Rose's, for people who remember up in Boca.
Yeah, we used to skip school out of high school and go over there.
And
yeah.
And so
basketball court.
I remember everybody going, and that's when Wilt came out and said he slept with 5,000 women. And you're like, 5,000 women, man. I know some guys were hoes. They didn't come close to that number. 5,000 women.
Marino had his own cereal and Wheaties.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Someone asked what your favorite cereal is. I know that you said you eat Raisin Bran, but...
Yes.
Is that your favorite cereal?
Yeah.
Seriously?
What do you think I'm going to go with?
I don't know. Something with a little sugar in it? Something
That's
sweet?
Got sugar. That's sweet. It is.
I know they put sugar on the raisins. I know.
No, it does. And honestly, you let the...
And the bran flakes.
Milk
yeah.
kind of... Milk, it's good, man. I don't like it crispy and crunchy.
Do you use chunky milk or regular?
Don't worry about it. See, y'all.
Someone said they have a pristine Merino Rookie Year Sports Illustrated. That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Does that have value?
Everything has value, bro. Caitlin Clark cereal has value.
Did you go value, bro, on me?
Everything is value.
Hey, value, bro. We got to go to break here. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We got a little Omar Kelly. Miami Herald Dolphins columnist who things are going nice over at camp, man. They're got a great facility. They one of the reasons they built that facility, camaraderie, chemistry, get to know your new system, get to know your coach, get to know your new teammates, spend some time together. We got great food. I mean, that place is a palace, man. Except for one thing. Our wide receiver decided he's going to name the top 5 quarterbacks. You cannot make that up, man. You cannot make that up. Hey, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I've been telling you all about the SUV family. I've been telling you about the truck family, those Silverado trucks. But before I do anything, I can't help myself. Now that I own a 2025 Tahoe, the new one, my gosh, does that thing have a lot of room, comfortable, so much fun to drive. Man, I got to tell you, I thought about getting something smaller. You know, not a lot of kids around anymore, but man, I can't help myself. Probably look weird driving that by myself, that big old Tahoe, but I sure do like it. Hey, how about the all-new Equinox? Oh my gosh, is it nice, man. Eye-catching exterior, fully loaded, smart style, got everything you need. But I want to get to my favorite. Everybody's got favorites when you go to a car dealership, and one of mine that's moved to the top is that new 2025 Traverse. Go to a showroom, they'll have the nicest looking one, and then go out and take one for a test drive. Spacious and comfortable with an unbelievable look. Plenty of room, not only for everybody in your family, but plenty of room for the cargo with a turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. Better performance. And then let's talk about a Silverado truck. I always tell everybody this, if you're in the truck family and that's all you drive, it's almost like we've custom made a truck perfect for you with all the different options you can get. And I want to talk to the man out there that's doing a lot of heavy lifting and needs a big, strong Silverado truck. Well, listen, we got a choice of four strong options for you, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest-working bed in the business helps conquer all your toughest jobs. Whether you just work Monday through Friday or also working weekends for that extra money, because that's what people do, we got a truck that works just like you do, the Silverado truck. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. No excuses, man. You've got one real close to you.